Hey, Port take on Frio at Subi this Saturday afternoon. It's another cutthroat semi. Loser, it is curtains. Pressure on both teams. Joining us now, one of Frio's key defenders, Zach Dawson. Zach, thanks for your time.
No worries, lads. Thanks for having me.
Hey, how did the team pull up from that bruising encounter with Sydney?
Yeah, there's a few boys that are a bit sore after the game. Obviously, one was Hayden Ballantyne. He cracked his jaw during the game, and I think he had surgery yesterday, so yeah, he was a bit sore and sorry on the way back. But everyone else, I think, is okay, and I think we've got a pretty healthy list other than him training tomorrow.
We'll get on to Hayden, but how bad is that ANZ Stadium deck? Is it heavy?
I think it was reasonably heavy at either end in the 50s, but in the middle it was pretty good. But I think there was a fair bit of heavy rain the couple of days leading up to the game. So I think it held up pretty well considering, and I think it was better than the week before from what I could see on the TV anyway.
Zach, the beauty of your team, I mean, injuries, no injuries, whether it's Luke McFarlane playing or it's Ballantyne out or Barlow doesn't play, you do tend to cover very well.
Yeah, that's right. It's kind of our mantra. You know, one soldier falls down, another one's got to come in and take their place. So, whatever happens, and you can't really cry over it. You've got to just reload and go again. So it's going to be an exciting game, and I'm really looking forward to it.
What did you learn from last time you played Port? You had that explosive third term. What did you take out of that win?
I thought we were pretty solid for the whole game, probably apart from the last 10 minutes, where we ran out of a little bit of legs. But I think that was because we mucked up a little bit with the interchange sort of stuff. So I think, you know, barring that, I think we had a pretty solid game and we looked pretty dangerous going forward, which is one thing we couldn't get going on the weekend. So, we got a lot of confidence out of it and, we're really excited about it.
What do you mean you mucked up the interchange? Well, can't you count, you lot?
No, it's not my job anyway.
Hey, you touched on Hayden Ballantyne. Will he play?
I think, judging by Ross's comment, I don't think so.
Yeah.
But, you never know. You know, Ross is the type of guy to pull a rabbit out of the hat last minute. But judging by him, I don't think so.
Same thing. He got injured, I think it was, against Port Adelaide with his jaw. Then he played against Geelong the next week. Exactly the same. So he has done it before. He has got form on the board, Zach. So it wouldn't be a surprise if he did.
No, it wouldn't. I think he'd be the first to be putting up his hand.
Okay.
So I don't think there's a doubt that he wants to play, but I think it's just a question of whether it's the right thing, just personally, you know, whether it's the right thing for his health.
What about Michael Barlow? Is he still on crutches or is he training?
No, he's walking around. He should be right to train tomorrow. So I think it was just a bit of a concern early in the week and just wanted to stay off it just until he got scans and that sort of stuff. I think it's all good to go.
Yeah. Now, is his nickname Sonny Walters or is it Sun Walters?
Either or. Sonny. Yeah, I think it's a bit of both.
He's playing his 50th game. I've been a big fan of this young lad. I don't reckon I've seen a more exciting first 50 in AFL other than Cyril Rioli. And you'd have to put Chad Wingard in there as well. He is just electric, Zach.
Yeah, it's amazing to see someone that you missed most this year and it's come in and he's blowing the GPS up the last couple of weeks, and you know it's just a credit to him because when I walked through the door at the club, he was nowhere, he was nowhere near it, and as you probably heard, he was sent away and all that sort of stuff. And the way he trains and the way he attacks the contest and the games and everything away from the club now is just absolutely amazing, and it's just like an absolute 180 on his whole career.
Zach, tell us about that, because I heard him talking about Walters and just explaining how professional he was, his attitude to training. He's saying he's the complete professional. I mean,
hardest trainer on the track. Yeah.
So it's an enormous story, that one.
Yeah, as I said, it's unbelievable. It's just chalk and cheese comparing him on how he was and how he is now. And I think a lot of it had to do with having a family, and I think that's really settled him down and really narrowed his focus onto what he really wants to be and what he wants to achieve. So I think it's a credit to him and a credit to everyone, even all his family especially, but he's just to turn his life around like that.
Well, I shouldn't judge, but I'm not a fan of neck tattoos, Zach.
Yeah, it's not high on my pecking order either.
I'm glad to hear that, Zach.
Who drives the culture at your footy club, Zach? Because, I mean, that says a lot and endorses a lot on your footy club and Ross Lyon and what he's been able to bring to the Dockers. So your culture must be something that maybe we don't know a lot of over here in SA, but is very strong at your club.
Yeah, I think it's probably one of Ross's biggest things is driving the culture and breeding that from a young age. And I think seeing when I walked through the door, seeing how the club was to how it is now, we've come an absolute mile. So I think Ross is the real driver with that, and he really drives the leaders to be the ones that takes most of the responsibility on them. And in games, you really want your leaders to be playing well, and you really want your leaders to be leading the way. So I think if they don't do that, then it's kind of is a bit of a shambles. So I think you really rely on your leadership group to be that driver for that the group coming underneath.
Frio, Zach Dawson, our guest. We thank him for his time. We've played this grab in the show, Zach. Here's your coach, Ross Lyon, saying how you win a final.
Everyone wants to talk about footy in abstract terms and tactics and strategies. That's not what gets it done. Let's be really clear on that. Men win footy games. Men who put their head over the ball. Men who give great effort. That's what gets it done.
Men win finals, Zach. Zach Dawson, men win finals. We love that.
Absolutely, mate. He's got a lot of those one-liners that you just never forget. So he's pretty good for those.
Just on, Ross, did he get a fine from the players for snapping at that supporter in Sydney?
I'm one that don't really read the papers and listen to the radio, so I never really heard much about it until I think one of the boys spoke about it fleetingly, but nothing was really said, so I don't really know personally, but the players didn't really get stuck into him like they probably should have, I guess.
So you're a bit scared of old Rossi, no fines, because most clubs have a fine system, Zach, and we thought he loves you, he's got you from St Kilda. Yeah,
I figured him out. I've kept him happy for a while now, so I steer clear.
What's the key, right? Come on, Zach, tell us what's the key.
No, you steer clear. You let him do his thing, and it's all good.
You know what? Your AFL website write-up, it's not fair. It said you're a key member of the league's best back line. Dawson will continue just to play his role for the team. He's highly unlikely to make any highlight reel. I think that is just bitterly unfair, Zach. I'd have that changed on the AFL website, because didn't you take Mark of the Year versus Port last time you played?
Well, I think it's going to be a different write-up next year anyway. It's going to be high-flying versus old defender. You can do anything.
Talking about maturing, you've played 140 games. And look, I'm not going to say you've got a checkered career, but you're much maligned. You sound like you've really matured and grown up as well.
Yeah, I think I've been through a fair bit. I've been through a lot of downs at the start of my career, and I think that's kind of built up my, I don't really worry about too many things anymore. I worry about what I can do and what I can control. And I think just worrying about that kind of stuff and not the external noise and that sort of thing really focuses my, my energies on the right thing. And I think that's kind of where I've matured a lot. And, my footy, it comes along with it. If my life's balanced off the field, my footy tends to go pretty well. So I think just turning that stuff around off the field has really made the big difference.
You're a great compliment to Ross's style of play, though, Zach. Like, you fit what he wants perfectly.
Well, that's what I try to do, though. That's why I'm getting a game, hopefully.
How tough is it, though? I mean, his style of footy and the brand that he wants you to play and asks you to play and demands that you play as a team is demanding. I mean, how tough is it to play Ross Lyon's football?
It is very demanding. It's very accountable, and everyone needs to be accountable, and there's no passengers at any time. So I think you need to know every structure, you need to know the ins and outs of every kind of, whether you're a forward, you're a back, you got to know what the forwards do as a defender, whether you've got to know what the mids are going to be doing. And so everyone's accountable to every area. So everyone's across every kind of stoppage, wherever it is on the ground. And that's why, it's a privilege to play in this team, because, you've earned that spot and you've earned the right, and that's why everyone plays that way, I think.
Lee Spur looks like he's earning the right to play in that team as well. We've seen him over here as a South Aussie playing at Centrals. He's fit into that back six very nicely.
Absolutely, mate. He's as gutsy as they come, and him and I have got on really well, and he's one of my better mates at the moment.
Oh, so good.
He's a great kid.
Who's his bunny? Ken's got Jasper Pittard. Who's he rip? Who's he turned to? Is it Zach Dawson?
No, I don't know. No, I don't know.
Okay. Hey, the league MVP's Nat Fyfe. We just think he is an absolute ripper. Tell us a bit about him.
I think, as you can see, he's blossoming in front of everyone's eyes at the moment. Like, he's such a young kid at the moment, but he's one of the best players I've ever played with, and Just an unbelievable talent, and it's an untapped talent at the moment. You know, I think he's still learning, and you know, to receive such an accolade at such a young age, is a massive credit to him and all the work he's done. But yeah, he's still got a long way to go, and he knows that, which is a great thing. And he's very humble and very, you know, doesn't say a word about it. And he's very focused and driven onto what the task at hand is. And you know, he's focused on next week, not worrying about too much about the awards and all that sort of stuff. He'll worry about it when he's finished his career, I'm guessing.
Yeah, well done. Port Adelaide are playing fast, hard, efficient footy. I've heard Ross comment about it and a couple of the other senior players. What do you think the key is to absolutely beating them?
Oh, I think, the games in the finals are won and lost in the midfield, and controlling the way the ball comes out of the centre is the starter and the igniter to most games. So I think in the second half against Sydney, we turned it around, whereas in the first half we were probably 50-50 and they got a pretty big cook for that. And once we turned that around, we felt like we were right back in the game and we just weren't able to score. So I think the midfield is where we're going to focus most of our energy, I think.
Tell us about your love affair with Paterson Stadium. One out of 23 games there you've lost. Your last 23, you've lost one of them. Your game style certainly well suited to that deck.
Oh, I think it just shows how easy footy is when you don't have to travel.
See, that's good. I like that. But you're
I don't know. I think once you get used to the dimensions of that ground, it really helps. And I think even at St Kilda, when I was at St Kilda playing at Etihad, we knew that like the back of the hand, and it was exactly the same.
Your brutal defence, though, I mean, I know you won't want to talk about that much, but that defence, I think you averaged something like 10 goals against you at Paterson Stadium. The way you play, your ability to lock the opposition down is certainly exaggerated at Paterson Stadium, where you're so successful.
Yeah, so I like it. In Ross's game plan, it's very defensive, and I think the key to us winning most games is getting our attack right, because... Yep. Most weeks our defence is pretty good.
Yep.
And so I think, yeah, a lot of the turnaround this year has been coming from our forward end.
Who will you get on Saturday?
I'm not sure. I think maybe it'll either be Schiltz or Westhoff. So, either one of those, I'd say.
Okay. Hey, Zach, thanks, mate. All the best on Saturday. Thanks for your time. Keep up your form. Keep going for those marks. Go for those marks, Zach, and we'll change that right up on the AFL website, mate. Well done. Thanks. Great chat. Thanks for your time.
Cheers, guys.
Good on you, Zach.
Zach Dawson there.